Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live in Lansing with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Excellence Award winner for Best Personality. This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen.
Good evening, Tuesday. Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Wow, it is cold out there, 50 and cloudy tonight. We will talk about the latest on the state senator, the one who shot a rifle into his ex-wife's vehicle. This after she caught him with another woman. He's now facing felony charges. Also, cities across Michigan taking risky bets to cover pension costs. We'll find out why that may turn out to be a disastrous decision. But first, here in Michigan, we're now seeing more and more attention on these presidential candidates. Carly Fiorina actually in Lansing today. But my next guest is joined up with Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz. Saul News is the former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party is now going to be heading the campaign here in Michigan for the senator and also a senior advisor on the national campaign. Saul, great to have you on the program.
Great to be back.
Yeah, you were you talking to other candidates, or how did you come to decide to work with Senator Cruz?
Well, I mean, look, we've got a kind of an embarrassment of riches amongst the Republicans. I mean, I know virtually all the candidates who are running for president, and I had a chance to sit down and meet with them. Including the senator, and over the last year, I've been watching him and had a chance to participate in several events he's been at. Mm-hmm. And I think this guy is uniquely qualified and in a very unique position, truly kind of one of the few Reagan-esque candidates we've really had, you know, since Reagan. And I think that the country's ready for somebody like Ted Cruz.
He's a first-term senator, though. Does he really have the experience?
Well, he does. Look, I'm less concerned about experience than I am of what he believes in. I mean, this, you know, you can have the wrong experience and still get elected, and that doesn't help us much. I mean, you know, Ted Cruz believes in the future of this country. He's an optimistic person who wants to restore the American dream. This is a guy who believes in what America's exceptionalism was all about. Mm-hmm. And I think after, you know, 8 years of Obama, the last thing we want to do is continue with another 8 years of Clinton, who is going to continue those policies. And in order to defeat someone like that, I think you need somebody who's willing to stand on principle, who can kind of expand the base of the party. I mean, here is
tell me this. I mean, how different is he than, let's say, from Rand Paul or Paul Walker?
Well, I think in a lot of different ways. I mean, first of all, look, he's 44 years old. He's Cuban-American. You know, he's got a Latino-Hispanic background, a guy who, you know, probably the smartest guy you're ever going to meet. I mean, he is very articulate. He is very bright. He's very well-read. He understands the process extremely well. And so I think that this is a guy who can actually articulate a message of the country better than a Rand Paul or a Scott Walker could. I mean, Scott Walker has, you know, his advantages, and obviously coming from Wisconsin, kind of fought through the, you know, right-to-work issues and all that stuff, got a lot of cachet that way. But if you compare the two of them, I mean, I think that Cruz is a much better speaker. I think a better orator. I think
he's a better speaker. Now, I should correct myself. It is Scott Walker. I said Paul Walker. I guess I'm thinking of that last movie that he made. tell me this, though. I mean, he may be a better speaker, but I mean, when you talk about the philosophy that he stands for, when you compare him, let's say, with Rand Paul or Scott Walker, is it really that different?
Well, there are nuances, obviously. I think that, you know, if you take a look at Rand Paul as an example, I think that Ted Cruz believes in a greater role for America worldwide. He's more likely to support Israel and support our allies overseas and be more active on the international front, Rand Paul is a little bit more of a kind of a isolationist type of philosophy. We really don't know where Scott Walker is. I mean, he's starting to explain his foreign affairs, you know, positions. So, I mean, there are some differences, you know, whether you look at international affairs or domestically, you know, how you take a look at it. I mean, Texas has been the fastest growing state in the country. The policies are different. Now, a U.S. senator from Texas, he kind of gets what they've done. He's been through it. He's lived through it. So, you know, I do think that there are differences, and we'll spread out we'll explain those nuances as the time goes on.
The primary is one race, right? When it comes to the general election, if he goes up against Hillary, is he going to have an issue in his kind of in the philosophies he represents? Is he going to have to kind of shift a bit?
No, I don't think so. In fact, look, we need to deal. One of our biggest shortfalls in the elections, I think, coming up are the Reagan Democrats. We have not had a candidate who has consistently provided a conservative message that kind of that independent Tea Party Reagan Democrat voter can appeal to. I think Ted Cruz perfectly fits that. And I think that would be a big appeal. Then bring in some of the Hispanics. Again, the Hispanic Latino community growing, fairly conservative, could very well appeal to that. And thirdly, the guy's an evangelical Christian, a Baptist. You know, the evangelical vote has been lagging on the Republican side for the last couple cycles. So again, if you add all those up, I think it puts together a pretty good constituency, a pretty good coalition that could, you know, compete very effectively against the Obama-Hillary Clinton machine.
I'm talking to Saul Anuzis. He's a the former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Now he's going to be heading the campaign for Senator Ted Cruz here in Michigan and a senior advisor for the national campaign. Do you, when's the last time a Republican actually won the Michigan in a presidential race?
Well, it hasn't been back since 1988. The Democrats have carried Michigan, but you know, we're a blue state that can go red under the right circumstances. And I think the right circumstances is having a solid, common sense conservative candidate. And again, that's another reason I think Ted Cruz is the right guy at the right time for Michigan and would make Michigan competitite.
Tell me this, Saul. Did the Jeb Bush folks, do they approach you?
I've talked to the Bush folks. You know, I mean, obviously he hasn't announced yet, so he hasn't decided, you know, finally. But I mean, everyone expects him to be jumping in here sooner rather than later.
Is he well, do you consider him the real candidate to beat then?
Sure. He's the guy to beat. But I think that, you know, and Ted Cruz is a long shot. I mean, but I think that we need a candidate who's a little different, a guy who's not only willing to fight the Democrats, but even stand up to his own party when he thinks they're wrong. And so, I mean, Ted Cruz is a different kind of candidate. I mean, he's a candidate that the Washington establishment loves to hate. He's a candidate that mainstream media loves to hate.
Right.
And I think America is sick of the guys in Washington dominating this thing.
Well, are you concerned about the media, though, being able to paint him in a certain way, maybe being even making him appear somewhat radical?
Well, that's exactly what they've done. And so I think that what we have to do is ask the people of Michigan to give him a chance to, you know, explain himself, give him a chance to talk to them, go out and meet this guy. And I think when you do, you become very impressed. I mean, again, he's a great speaker. He believes on the issues. You know where he's going to stand on 99% of the issues all the time. And that's something that's very calming to a voter. That's something that makes people very feel good about their politicians. And it's very unusual.
And Carly Fiorina, she's in, I think, in Lansing today. What do you think of her?
I think she's a great lady. I know Carly. I mean, I've worked with her at the American Conservative Union. She's the chair of the foundation board. She's speaking at the chamber this evening, and I know she's been in Lansing doing political meetings all afternoon. Look, she's a great voice for the party. She's a great voice for the conservative movement. You know, she's taking on Hillary like few others could, you know, would be able to take on at being another woman. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great to have her out there, and I think she's very talented, and you know, she's got to make her case to the American people.
With so many potential candidates, do you think that'll be corrosive to the whoever turns out to be the nominee?
No, I think it's going to be healthy. We have by far the strongest and most diverse field that the Republican Party has ever had, at least in my lifetime. You know, we've got men and women, white, black, Hispanic, Latino backgrounds, Christian, Catholics. I mean, this is really a, you know, representative group of what the Republican Party, what America is all about. And so I think it's going to be healthy to have all these different voices with different perspectives, with different backgrounds, making their case to the American people of why we ought to change course, change direction from, you know, 8 years of Obama. And I think the American people are going to be receptive.
Right before we got on the air, I was reading about this Bloomberg interview where apparently people are upset about the way Ted Cruz was interviewed. The focus was his Cuban background. What did you watch the interview yourself? Or?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I mean, I think Halperin got carried away and tried to be cute and talked about, you know, what's his favorite Cuban foods, what's his favorite Cuban music, you know.
Well, what analysis is that Ted Cruz was uncomfortable with that line of questioning? Do you think that was the case?
No, I don't think that's true at all. I mean, Ted said, you know, I mean, he made the comment afterwards. He said, look, I don't blame Halperin for anything. I mean, he's a reporter. He's got to make his case. And you know, I mean, look, Ted Cruz is a classy guy. He gets it. He understands the game he's in. And I think, as a supporter, I thought it was a cheap shot. I thought it was a very, you know, kind of politicized, you know, race-baiting type of shot, as if, you know, if you don't like Cuban food and don't know Cuban music, you can't be a Latino or Hispanic background. I mean, that's pretty foolish and pretty simple-minded, but I get the politics of it.
How important is that identity to him personally, to be having this Cuban background?
Well, of course it's important. I mean, his father, you know, escaped from Cuba from the Castro regime. I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, lived through this. Much of his upbringing, much of what he is all about, is based on the fact that, you know, his father came from Cuba. So, I think to diminish somehow his heritage is an insult. I mean, America is a melting pot. We've got people from all over the world that have come here, and we ought to be proud of it. We ought to embrace that. And the fact that he is a Cuban-American, someone of, you know, Latino-Hispanic background, with a growing Latino-Hispanic population in this country, to anyway diminish it, I think is... You know, I think it's inappropriate. Now, I wish it wouldn't have happened.
Saul, tell me this. What about yourself? What are you going to be doing now in this position? How much traveling are you going to be doing? How often are you going to be seeing him?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it depends. I mean, it's hard to say. We're just kind of getting going here. But, right now we're just setting up an organization in Michigan. This is going to be kind of a, you know, we traditionally do district chairs, county chairs, you know, go down to the precinct level, and we're going to be doing that on behalf of Ted Cruz. Mm-hmm. You know, my role is just to help organize the effort, the grassroots effort statewide, and put that together, and it'll be kind of self-running. And then, I'm also helping other states, and tomorrow I'm flying out to Phoenix. We have the Republican National Committee meeting out there, and I've already got meetings set up with Republican leaders from 13 different states, just seeing if we can find some more folks that want to help put together a Ted Cruz operation.
Has he been to Michigan? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was here last year and did a couple cities tours, and it looks like we're hoping to have him back here in early June, and I know he's talked to Chairman Ron Aronde McDaniels about coming up for the Mackinac Conference. So we expect to have him back here a couple times yet this year as well.
Saul Anuzis, former chair of the Michigan Republican Party, now heading the campaign for Ted Cruz here in Michigan, also senior advisor for the national campaign for Ted Cruz for president. Saul, thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
6:14 on this Tuesday, this frosty Tuesday, although 50 degrees compared to what we just went through this winter. Yeah, I guess you can't complain.